أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم الأبدي على أعدائه أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay. Now, everything gets out of pig and dog as a liquid, it is najis. Maybe somebody is asking, if I touch the dog or the pig with a dry hand or my clothes, touched what? Touched the dog or the pig while it was what? Dry. Is it najis also? Shall I need to make it pure? Shall I clean it? Or it is pak, tahir? Here we said there is a rule in fiqh. It said qa'ida fiqhiyya. Jaf ala jaf, tahir bila khilaf. Anything which is dry and touches even essential najasa, hatta law ain najasa, if you touch it with your body, with your hand, with your clothes, while your clothes, your hand, there is no water, there is no what, okay, it will be what? It will be pak. But if there is a wet or a little bit water or sweat, that will be najis. That will be najis. All right. Now we reach to kafir infidel. How it is, or what is the kafir infidel? Let's read the definition of the Sayyid himself for the infidel kafir. For the infidel kafir. He said, example, a person who does not believe in Allah, oneness. You see, that kafir, infidel kafir, brothers and sisters, he is from the beginning, he is atheist. He doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean he was a Muslim, then he turned to kafir. That another kind of kafir, but we are talking about the infidel kafir, al-kafir al-fitri, not the al-kafir al-milli. Okay, now an infidel, example, a person who does not believe in Allah and his oneness is najis. Somebody say, yes, he is a person. How it comes he is a najis? Yes, he is a najis. Since he is not a Muslim and he is kafir, he is najis. Is that if I shake hands with him and there is wet, just like sweat or water in our hands, that means my hand is najis. I have to clean it, I have to wash it. Yes, oh, definitely. All right, okay. But if somebody said, if that kafir, somebody maybe asked, if that kafir was a butcher, a sab, okay? Or he was working in a restaurant, is it okay if I eat in that restaurant? Is it okay if I buy meat from him? No, definitely. Why? Because this kafir, if he touches the food, definitely when he makes preparing food, he definitely has to touch the food. That all the food, it is what? Najis. All the food is najis. As I told you, the kafir is just like the dog, just like what? The pig, just like the blood, the semen, and so on. All right, okay. Similarly, okay, maybe somebody ask him, give us an example for infidel kafir. Like what? We say just like al-ghulat in Arabic, al-ghulat, those people who believe in any of the holy 12th Imam as God. Al-ghulat, those people, they believe, somebody believe in Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi wa salamu alayh. He said that he is Allah. You see, those people completely 100% were believe that Allah is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this is al-iyadu billah, it is a kind of what? It's a kind of kufr. It's a kind of being atheist. نستجير بالله من هذا. Okay. Yes. Ghulat, who believe in any of the holy 12 Imams as Allah, as God, or that they are incarnations of God, and also who like Ghulat, like Khawarij and Nawasib. Okay, brothers and sisters, Sayyid Sistani, he is very exactly accurate person and very intelligent person when he mentions some kafir, when he mentions some essential najis, he is counting them. He said first of all infidel, then he said ghulat, then he said what? Khawarij, then nawasib. So nawasib, who are they? Okay, nawasib, who express enmity towards the holy Imams. Like nowadays Daesh and Wahhabism, those people who definitely they don't say we hate Ali ibn Abi Talib or something like that, but in their deeds, in their actions, they express their enmity to the 12th Imam, and they express their enmity to the followers of the Imams. He said they are also najis. They are also najis. Alright? Okay. And similar is. Who is like those people? Yes. And similar is the case of those who deny prophethood are any of the necessary laws of Islam, like Salah and fasting, which are believed by the Muslims as a part of Islam. Also, Sayyid Sistani said, who likes those people? Likes infidel kafir? He said ghula, he said nawasib, he said, and yes, khawarij. Okay, not only those, he said they are najis, but also the people who deny. You know what's the meaning of deny? Let me write this to you, please. D-E-N-Y. Yes, here it is. Yes, deny, it's refusing, not accepting, not believing in what? In the prophethood, Nubuwa, or he denies what? Salah, he doesn't believe in Salah, or he denies what? He denies what else? Fasting in Ramadan. Okay, this is also najis. This person is also najis. Brothers and sisters, when we are saying najis, it means he is essential najis, عين النجاسة. You can't touch him with what? With wet or sweat. Okay, if you touch him, that you should clean yourself. Yes, if he drink from a glass or a cup of tea, you should wash it, not to break it. Yes, just like our brothers and sisters, our people, if somebody use or make one of their cups najis, they are going to break it. That's not good. But they have to wash it. Definitely, to wash it. Each najasat has the way, its own way of wash. All right. Again, we go back to the words of Sayyid Sistani, and which they also know as such. As regards the people of the book, example, the Jews and the Christians who do not accept the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, bin Abdullah, peace be upon him, and his progeny. Okay, anybody who don't accept in the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he also what? He also najis. Yes, they are commonly considered najis, but it is not improbable that they are opaque. Okay, however, it is better to avoid them. So they are najis, but he said not just like the essential najis itself. They are najis, but not like the infidel, not like the kafir. Okay, but according to the recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي, you should avoid them. You should avoid them. What does mean by avoiding them? Not shaking their hands with wet or something like that. All right. With issue number 108, the entire body of kafir, the entire body of kafir, it means the whole body of kafir. Should this body of kafir, this body of kafir, the whole body, it means entire body, entire body, it means yes, the entire body, it means the whole body, the whole body, it means yes. He said the entire body of kafir, it means the whole body of the kafir, means his flesh, his bone, his nails, his hair, his teeth, the entire body, all his body, yes, including his hair and nails and all liquid substances of his body are what? Are najis. Yes, are najis. What does that mean? As I give a hint before a while, that means whenever this kafir touch a liquid or he put his hand in it, that liquid will be what? Will be najis. That liquid will be najis. As we said before a few weeks ago, when we were talking about mutahharat, if the water, just like a kor or less than a kor, if it is less than a kor and there is a najis put, comes down in it or through in it, it will be what? It will be najis. Here, if kafir put his hand in underkor, that underkor water will be najis. Underkor water will be najis. Okay. With issue number 109, if the parents, paternal grandmother and paternal grandfather of a minor child are all kafir, You see, it means the child has his father, his grandfather, his grandmother, and his mother. All of them, they are what? They are kafir. And that child is najis. That child is najis. Again, if the parents, paternal grandmother and paternal grandfather of a minor child are all kafir, that child is najis also, except when he is intelligent enough and professes Islam. If he is intelligent enough, it means in Arabic, not he has smart enough, but we say he is mumayyiz. He is mumayyiz. Okay, intelligent enough, it means that he recognizes between good and bad, between beauty and ugly. So this is mumayyiz. By the way, if the mumayyiz kid, a boy, he came, maybe he's your neighbor, he came inside your house, you shouldn't take him and hug him and kiss him. No, that's haram. Maybe somebody's asking why it is haram. He is still kid, he is not adult. Lam yabluh. Yes, this is the hukum of Sharia. Since he is intelligent, since he is what? Mumayyiz. We have as a precautionary, yes, as a precautionary, ihtiyat, we have recommended precautionary, ihtiyat istihbabi. We have to take care of this issue. All right. Yes. Again, back to the issue. That child is najis also, except when he is intelligent enough, mumayyiz, we said that, and professes Islam, then admit that he is what? That he is Muslim. When, even one person from his parents, if he said, I am a Muslim, and he is intelligent enough, then he is tahir, he is pak. Maybe somebody will object. He said, yes, but his father and his mother, they are what? Atheists, they are kafir, and they are najis. Yes, but he is Muslim. He is Muslim. All right. Then he said, when even one person from his parents or grandparents is a Muslim, the child, is he pak or najis? Is he tahir or najis? Yes. The detail will be explained in rule 217. Okay, but let me explain this to you. We have a wife and a husband, okay, and one of them, he is Muslim and the other is kafir. All right, it doesn't matter if he is the father or the mother, it doesn't matter. So how about the child? He follows whom of them? Which one of them? In Arabic we said يتبع أشرف الأبوين. He has to follow, or he follows the best of them. Okay, which one أشرف? Which one has the honor? Definitely the Muslim one. It doesn't matter if he is the father or if he is the mother. If his father is Muslim, the child will be Muslim. If his mother is a Muslim and his father is atheist, kafir, he will follow his mother and he will be Muslim and tahir. Great. With issue, if you don't have a question, please, if you have a question, you can write to me. I'll read it and then I'll answer it, but after the lesson. Okay. With issue number 110, a person about whom it is not none, whether he is a Muslim or not. We found what? We found a person, and we don't know if that person, he is a Muslim or a kafir? A Muslim or a kafir? Somebody said, how it happened? You found a person and he doesn't know and you don't know that he's what? A Muslim or atheist or a Christian or Jewish? Yes, it happened, brothers and sisters. But let me explain this. For example, if you are in a battle, okay, and then you have a prison, and that prison, he is what? He is a kid. He is a kid. Okay? He doesn't know whether he is a Muslim or he is what? A Christian or he is atheist. Or you found a lost kid, yes, but in a quarter or a city. In this city, there are many of the atheists and many of the Muslims. So you don't know whether he is a Muslim or he is what? He is atheist. This is the pictures that we are talking in. Then a person about whom it is not known whether he is a Muslim or not, and if no signs exist to establish him as what? As a Muslim, there is no sign. Yes. Sometimes he can talk and he say his name, or he'll say I'm a Muslim or not, but if he can't read, if he can't talk, so how do you know what is the religion of that person? He will be considered pack. What is the important issue that we that is related to us? Is he pack or not? هل هو طاهر or نجس? If he is طاهر or نجس? If he is atheist, kafir, I have to know how to deal with him. If he is pack, طاهر, I have not to take care if I touch him or give him water or something like that. Okay, so I'm talking about this issue, if he is najis or not. So I don't know this person, so I consider him what? I consider him pak tahir. But he will not be, yes, but he will not have what? The privileges of a Muslim. Like, he cannot marry a Muslim woman, nor can he be buried in a Muslim cemetery. You see? Yes, I consider him as Pak Tahir, but I'm not going to let him to marry my daughter. Because my daughter and I am Muslims, but this guy, I know he is Pak Tahir, but I don't know his religion. You see? Okay, if he dies, I'm not going to bury him in a Muslim's what? Cemetery. Alright? So these are how can I deal with him. The last issue is 111. Any person who abuses any of the 12 holy imams on account of enmity is najis. That in this issue it is very clear, any person who abuses, rejected, refused, deny, okay, the 12 holy imams on account of enmity, he is najis. He is najis. Any person, there is no exception. Okay? Alright. This is for today in Fiqh. InshaAllah, we will meet tomorrow at 11:30, maybe earlier if I see the time. It's okay with you and me. And inshallah, meet you tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.